It's not for sale, won't be for sale ever, but the opportunity is in the partnership.
Never say never. Never say never.
President Trump and Prime Minister Mark Carney facing off in the Oval Office, leaving some differences on tariffs and Canada's statehood, but seemingly being cordial both before, during, and after their luncheon. Oh, to be a fly on the wall during that luncheon, right? Jimmy Failla, Fox Cross America tonight at 6 o'clock on WOKV Radio. How did Carney handle himself overall? It seems better than the Ukrainian leader, Volodymyr Zelensky, several weeks back.
Yeah, I mean, he did make the end of the meeting, which is progress for a world leader. I mean,
they don't have shot clocks on these things where the conversation runs out and they get thrown out. I will say,
I watched those two, and they had a very gracious tone, despite the never say never. There's obviously that little back and forth. But I think Canada, okay, I think Carney specifically, realizes you're not going to get ahead by fighting with Trump because he likes to fight. You know, that's his thing. He wants to make funny on Truth Social. He wants to wrestle. And I think at the very least, they're learning how to approach each other on a more productive footing. Because even Trump said, like, we want to be friends with Canada. We want to be friends. Which a month ago he was saying, you know, it's led by losers. They have no- they have nothing to gain unless we take them over. So I think progress is being made.
You do think progress is being made?
Yes. In terms of the tone, yes. In terms of what will ultimately happen with trade, yeah.
See,
because the stakes are really high. I mean, even with Xi Jinping, really quick, you know, so they're supposed to have this meeting Friday, you know, and if that's the case, the wording on the way in has been very measured, which tells me they might understand the scope of this better now, meaning there's probably been more discussions than we've been privy to. That's just my guess, though. That is a guess. Hmm.
To me, the meeting with Canada seemed like, you know, like if you have a parent-teacher conference where two divorced parents have to go and they're all talking about, like, the common good and they're there because they have to be. That's kind of what it felt like to me.
But if Yeah, go ahead.
If you had to pick a Canadian to talk about besides Wayne Gretzky, who would you have chosen?
I mean, Alex Ovechkin, obviously. the Russian superstar. Sounds like you've got some fine athletes, Ivan Drago. They're like, no, that's the boxer from Rocky IV. He was a Russian, sir. And it's, I appreciate you calling it out because I'm going to make fun of that on my Saturday night show, but not enough people will. It's like, that's ridiculous. But you know what? I will tell you this. This is happening, Christine. I watch Trump a lot, obviously, as we all do. He's getting a little less disciplined. So he's doing this thing where he sometimes opens his mouth in search of something to say. And he hasn't completely thought it through. He used to do that a lot in 2016. Obviously, in 2020, he was running for re-election, and certainly in the aftermath. And Susie Wiles, the woman running his campaign, seemed to have had him in a shock collar and would, like, zap him if he'd go off message. I don't think there's any volts left in the collar because he's had a lot of comments lately that feel like if he took an extra beat, he might not, you know, launch the plane for takeoff.
Would you ever be a political consultant? Because it seems like you could do quite a job in informing the proper way to approach things from a world leadership perspective.
Well,
not enough money in it or no?
Well, there's a small problem called the background check that I'm never going to pass. So there's that.
Okay.
Jimmy, it hasn't stopped anybody else.
Yeah, well, there's true. Yes, right. We joke about that, but I mean, how would I not pass at this point? So yes, good consideration there. But no, I think honestly, that's the other problem is he is his own political consultant at the end of the day. He's undoubtedly surrounded by people who know the scope of things, and some who probably don't. But he seems to be, you know, flying by the seat of his pants. Like, John Voight mentioned to him, you should reopen Alcatraz. And he Truth Social, we're reopening Alcatraz. So now, what are we to believe? We're going to have a supermax prison that has a gift shop in it? I don't see it coming.
What comes first, the puff of white smoke from the Vatican or the puff of cigar smoke from you tonight after your show ends at 9 o'clock on WOKV?
Oh, let me tell you how it ends tonight, for real, because I'm coming back down to Florida with Sean Hannity. We're doing stand-up dates. They're in Clearwater and they're in Fort Lauderdale, but we're going to add more. So we'll probably wind up in your hood, too, at some point. But tonight, when my show is over, I have to do, with a cigar, so to answer your question, a cigar, I have to sit down and start writing my act. because when you go on stage with him, as you'd imagine, it's a different sensibility when it's just me. I mean, you've seen me, and it's, you know, a free-for-all. But with him, because the stakes are a little higher, I actually do have to clean it up. So, cigar, okay, and I'll try to find Jesus on my patio around 10 p.m.
We are going to start a petition that is going to ask you to be named the Secretary of Comedy and Common Sense in the Cabinet.
I like that.
I would do that. I think America needs that. And I think we have a groundswell of support for that, meaning the three of us. I think we've got three people on the petition. But I could see this making its way up to five or six by the end of the day. Do not sell us short on this.
Could you imagine the Senate confirmation hearing? We'll be listening in tonight, Fox Cross America with Jimmy Failla. Cannot wait, man. Always good to hear your voice, man. Have a great week.
See ya.
All right, 8:24 on the Wednesday edition of Jacksonville's Morning News.